The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige, and we begin
with this.
Get crunk, unk. We begin with this. A generation is saving movie theaters.
I don't care anymore. I sold that stock.
Oh, you didn't
remember
sit on
my
it for a little
AMC,
bit.
During COVID, I bought the hell out of AMC stock. I'm like, first thing people are going to do after COVID's over, they're going to go back to theaters, guys. It's going to be a renaissance time. Yeah, no, I should have wrote it. I should have.
You should have.
Shouldn't have.
Well, maybe you should have held on for a little bit longer.
Should have, would have, could have, damn it.
Should have, would have, could have. A Canadian film exhibitor says Gen Z is bringing movie theaters back to life because they're, quote, tired of looking at the small screen, and they're treating movies as a social activity.
All right, so which...
And you can drink at them now. See, that's something else you got to remember is we... Guys, we risked jail time to sneak alcohol into the movie theaters. And sure, you got to drink your wine out of a box there, but, you know, I know some lesbians who do that for free every weekend.
Hey, Ma. What age range is it?
Chardonnay. What age range? Gen Z.
Yeah. I'm boofed it.
I guess I would probably be,
You don't know, do you?
Gen X.
Probably
so
30?
It'd be
30, 40.
No, it's you. It's Fat Boy's a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
Nah, I thought I was a millennial. Can you see in her glasses?
Yes.
Okay, I can't because she's got a glare.
Oh.
It's like they're about to peel off.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you didn't take the lens thing off.
The lens?
You never took the film off.
The film is on the front of your glasses still. Are those new glasses?
No.
Oh.
You need some Warby Parkers.
Did you have them tinted? Like somewhere we'd get it done with your car?
No.
Okay.
Did Wayne Wilson tint your glasses for you?
No.
Gen Z is born 97 to 2012. So my daughter is a Gen Z.
Do you need to go down to a station here and get some new glasses?
I do need new glasses.
Well, you do if you think that's the name of it, you deal hole.
Hell.
That's acceptable.
Tiny Hill.
You Tiny Hill.
Go back and...
Listen back to the show.
Check that one out.
That'll be today's DSL question of the day.
So, this CEO of the Canadian exhibitor Cineplex says, quote, they're tired of looking at the small screen and they're going out on a social basis and having a good time. So why not, you know?
I mean, nobody's going to go unless it's a big one. Like Avengers, they're not saving it for next summer. It's coming out in December. That's going to be huge.
It's like the pajama thing that my friends do. They wear...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but women love dressing up for everything.
I
mean, they
go in pajamas to go watch a movie.
Now, I wonder if... like, let's say somewhere like Colorado or,
Colorado.
California. Do they have movie theaters you can go smoke or vape weed in? Because that would be like if you're in this sphere and they're doing the damn live action, well, not live action, but the full-on immersive Wizard of Oz. If you can't sit there and get high during it, what's the point? You know what I'm saying.
Well, they got these filters.
It's like going to see in Cirque and you're not tripping your balls off.
They got the filtration systems, right? So now you can, do that in most places.
Really?
I think so.
I tell you, there's a big... and
Don't have it at a certain restaurant in Berea that still offers smoking.
You do what you want to do.
That's a private club, though.
I obviously am very anti-smoking because, that's a big contributing factor to my dad being gone. But, it's almost like Reynolds or whoever now is like paying off the movie industry and like entertainment to say, hey guys, let's bring smoking back.
Let's do it.
Like, let's bring smoke. I mean, you see it like all the time now. Like,
I know very few vapists as well. So,
well, that's good.
I think that might be going away some.
I think
people are finding out there's a health risk to everything. So, no matter what you do,
you know what? You're absolutely right.
Huffing gas.
Well, you know what? My dentist said that certain water that you drink, bottled water that you drink, is actually bad for your enamel on your teeth because it's been in plastic bottle. It's been in plastic bottle for so long that, it's just the natural kind of, you know, stuff's going to break off a little bit or whatever, and that it's like eroding our enamel. But people think, well, I'm drinking bottled water.
And we think it's healthy, but the little shards of plastic are going in our brain.
Your dentist ever ask you for a urine sample? Like you take a drug test at the dentist's office?
Well, actually, they got a free one the other day when I looked at my bill. I pissed my pants.
What, they took the little sucker to it, the spit sucker?
You are.
Just go aim this way. We'll get it for you.
Yeah, wow. Man, that's freaking, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So the number one movie that people saw was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
It's a Brand New Day.
Spider.
$671 million. And then Toy Story 5, $471.
You know, I can't remember if we talked about it on the air, but Supergirl did not make anywhere near its money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big old flop.
Yeah. And I, you know, we were talking about that. I think it was off the air. Like, the girl that they had play Supergirl, like, you know, this is the thing of whether it's right or wrong or whatever. It's like, she's got to be hot, but not this young girl hot that they're trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's got, like, that young look to her.
Like Sabrina Carpenter. Or Ariana Grande before she's even turned into this, like, devil witch that she is now. But, like, even then, it's like, for some people, that's their thing. Like, it's, you know, but for me, it's like, I mean, I don't care.
It's, even when Sabrina Carpenter was on SNL dancing in her underwear, you're like,
I know.
She's got that young look to her.
And she's totally fine age-wise, but, like,
yeah.
I mean, not to date or anything, you know.
How old is she? Is she mid-20s?
I don't know. I mean,
I used to be able to tell you.
My rule of thumb on that is it's changed over the years. I didn't need to ask you. You son of a bitch. I did not need to ask what I was Googling. I remembered without. I did look around the room for a minute. 27.
27.
27.
Nice. He's had a brain fart.
Yeah. She's best friends with Jenna Ortega.
Oh, nice.
From the Chip fame?
I don't think so. No, you're thinking of Danny Ortega.
Oh, I saw her in a movie where she kissed a chick. I can't remember what it was.
Jenna Machete, Ortega. Wasn't that Danny Ortega?
I think it was. Yeah, where did you get that cell phone from again? God.
Well, did you know that there is a lawsuit against Mercedes-Benz because people are getting burned or branded by a raised metallic AMG logo on the front seat?
Oh, shout out Felix Sabatis by Mercedes-Benz.
So they're burning themselves by sitting there. Second degree burn injuries from the logo on their driver's seat.
Wow. So you might see someone at work and say, oh, wow, you have a Mercedes-Benz tramp stamp. But no, the seat was just too hot.
And I saw an ad to one of the new aftermarket little fun parts you can get now. It's a little insert for the bottom of your door. So when you open it up, it's like a ground effect. It'll show your car's logo.
Oh, yeah. But with that, I know somebody that got that. Now, obviously,
does it work all the time?
It doesn't. You know how when they show the ad or the commercial, or whatever, like it looks like it's like coming down, like the bat signal would be going up. Mm-hmm. It's smeared that way, like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm sure you could buy a good one. I'm sure, like
Roger
Sterry or somebody like that. You know.
Do you ever use the Goober laser in traffic?
No.
You might want to think about that.
I tried to use it at let's call it an event. You know, I'm air quoting that. it wasn't enough people there to be an event, but what I figured out is when I start to use it, it's like a cat laser, you know, a little red dot or whatever. It's an emoji for a penis.
It is,
and you can put them on. I often put it on the side of Fat Boy's cheek, and Fat Boy doesn't realize it. And Paige and I will laugh.
It's got different ones.
Yeah, it's got some that are kind of like, you know, fully at attention. Others just kind of like droopy dog.
Droopy dog, he said.
But if you catch somebody right in the eye, you know, first off, that the gig is up. Secondly, they think you might be ready to shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
They think it's a target at them.
Oh, if you're in the military, can you swap out your laser for a Goober laser? So, you know, your target's got a...
Oh, man.
Hold this on your shirt.
Gosh.
Yeah, Goober on your shirt.
Don't put the cross on one. I mean, while I do appreciate it, that wouldn't be the way to do it either.
Don't do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't put Star of David on there either.
All right.
No matter how much they pay you, don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
So believe it or not, there was a study that found that 18% of people say they've been spending more time outside than usual. So people are actually going outside. What?
Are they earthing? Are they going out barefoot?
Well.
Go hug a tree. You know, they made fun of that. Tree huggers. There is. Boy, yep. I'll tell you what. I told you, I have a friend that is not a doctor, but just knows stuff. And he's like, man, there's something to that about the freaking the electricity of the earth. You go hug on a tree for a little while, it re-energizes your body.
It's supposed to heal you.
Well, I'm going to go make a tree house today.
You have to suck the tree?
Then I'll have to. All right. Well, yeah. With their permission, of course. I need to ask the tree. Can I give you a hug?
I don't think the tree would mind.
No, you don't think?
The tree would be like, feel free to... Whenever you want there, bud.
See that knot hole down there, buddy?
Say, I'll start
Feel
there.
Free to go to town on it.
Get some of that sap.
That was too much there.
You like some of that sap?
The top five places where if you want to go out and do some outdoor socializing, maybe hiking or going,
Bridge.
Downtown somewhere.
It's haunted.
No, not everything's downtown.
Milliken Park?
Number
some of the
five,
best burger places, but other than that.
Washington, D.C. made the list.
Shoot.
What's a tricky town to navigate? A lot of one-way streets.
Yeah.
Nice, though.
Did you go there for a tourist thing, or were you working in
a lobbyist.
It was a little bit of both. The area between D.C. and Baltimore is really nice. When you get to Baltimore, it's a little tricky, a little dicey.
But I really would like to go to Washington, and I'm trying to think. Somebody I know just went to Washington because I was asking them so many questions.
Was it me?
Smithsonian, and they're like, man, you need a whole week to hit the whole thing. But... outside of all the little landmarks and stuff, like what is Washington? Like, you know how New York is not just Times Square? Like, explain what Washington, D.C. is not like with all the old Roman Greek buildings and everything.
I mean, if you talk about, like, you know, going into town, like the Georgetown area is real nice, old neighborhoods.
Is it like what Kennebunkport would be like? Like some old northern city, kind of like, everything's, you know.
Nah, it's been probably 15 years since I've been.
Yeah.
So it's probably a lot different. But when you get into College Park area, you know, up into...
College Park, Bubba's Park.
Grow up into Baltimore, like it's all...
restaurants and stuff.
You know how they say Greenville to Easley is all kind of like melted into one at some point. There's so much stuff along the way. It's kind of the same way.
Yeah, okay.
It's like 45, 50 minutes apart, D.C. and Baltimore.
Because, again, what am I going to do at night? You know, I understand it's not maybe safe to go out and hang out nightlife in D.C., but
or you stay out of West Baltimore.
Right. So I have to think about that. And is there a Tanger outlet nearby?
They got a lot of fried chicken joints, but they also have those big police sticks where you smack and the siren goes off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got them all out the west Wazoo? Side of the King Highway.
So at number four.
Oh, I thought we were having no kings, but they've already changed the name of the highway.
No kings highway.
And then number three, Atlanta, Georgia. Second place, Oakland, California. And the number one place to hang out outside is Long Beach, California.
Well, Atlanta, I mean, you got Piedmont Park, you got Olympic Park. There's a bunch of parks.
But did you hear that, though? Like, Long Beach, the LBC. Like, being a 90s kid, I was terrified of the LBC.
You might catch one.
Now, because it was where that's where Snoop Dogg was rapping, you know?
God, Atlanta, you might catch one too, actually.
I know, but like, Atlanta proper. Like, you ever seen that map? Look at the cell phone map. There's some site you can go to show you the concentration of cell phones in a state. It seems like no one outside of the Atlanta proper area has a cell phone.
No.
Really?
Like, everybody in that state lives in this little area, you know? It's now,
if you go to the Virginia Highlands part, you know, where the Pond City Market, that's a safer place, but
what are you,
a little more ritzy.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're being serious. I thought it was going to end up being some kind of, like, their version of Milliken Park.
I mean, you talk about the DKBG, you know, and, you know, all those places. Peter? Like, you look out.
Oh.
That's some of that too.
CBGB.
Right. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Ice Guy.
Is that okay to say still?
I think you can, actually.
Okay. Not heebie-jeebie, so.
No, don't say that one.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, this one here, Anonymous always goes first in line. Is it Anonymous Parent or Anonymous Student, Fatboy?
This is a student.
Anonymous student. Oh, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Today's a big day, right? Back to school. Are you the student or the parent here? You're the student?
Yes.
Okay. And you're headed in today, your first day?
Yeah, it's my first day back.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
I don't want to ask you what grade you're in or whatever. Are you glad that it's the first day of school? Are you?
Well, I mean, like, it doesn't really matter to me because, like, I'm going, but I just don't think that I'm staying.
Oh, you probably got, like, early dismissal or whatever.
No. Like, I mean, I think this is going to be my last day.
Wait a minute. It just started. You saw your last day of the year?
No, like, my last day, like, ever.
Seriously? Why?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I just, like, I don't want to go anymore. Like...
Okay, under the guise of this, Paige, answer me if I can ask their age, right? Yeah. Okay, how old are you?
I turned 17 in July.
Okay, so you're starting senior year?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And why? And you decided you're going to quit already?
Yeah, I have. I'm quitting.
Something happened? Anything particular?
No.
Yeah? No trouble over the summer or... Bad,
nope.
Bad grades?
Nope. No, actually, my grades are, like, pretty decent.
Yeah.
Now, this is tricky because...
I had pretty decent grades.
I mean, you say you got good grades and you're not failing because it's the first day, so...
Yeah.
What could be?
Yeah, like, walk us through it. How did you come to this realization? And then we'll find out what your parents or if whatever know.
I mean, honestly, like... I don't know. I've been thinking about it since, honestly, it let out in May. Like, school let out. I remember walking out on the last day thinking, I don't think I'm coming back here.
Why? Like, this has been on your mind all summer, and now you're waiting until the day of?
Yeah, pretty much.
And nobody talked you into it? Like, this is all...
No. This is all me. All my decision.
Okay, so... I feel as though if my child was dealing with something like this, I would want good advice given to her. Like, but what is your thinking here? What happened? I mean, nothing happened. What's your mindset here?
I mean, I just feel like I've learned what I need. Like, I know how to read. I know how to write. I know basic math. I know how to show up and, like, be somewhere on time. And I, know how to work. My mom's taught me how to budget money and pay bills and everything like that. And I just, I don't know. I just think I know everything that I, like, need to know already.
See, if showing up somewhere on time was part of the whole deal, I would have failed over and over again. But that is a pretty confident statement, though, to make it 17 years old, though.
I mean, maybe, but, I mean, everybody keeps saying, like, you'll understand when you get older. Ugh. And nobody really explains, like, why I need another year of school.
So just to kind of figure out where you are, do you have a job right now?
Yeah. I've been working
Don't
at
say
the home
improvement.
No, it's a home improvement store for about 8 months.
Okay. Those don't exist, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Home improvement stores? No. Are they aware that, like, if you're going to... Are you trying to go on full-time there or what?
My manager told me that if I do leave school, that they'll put me on full-time.
So you actually got a plan. Like, you thought this whole thing out.
Exactly. Like, people think I'm just waking up this morning and, like, deciding, like, oh, I just don't feel like going. But no, that's not it. Like, I've thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, I was asking a lot of questions just to kind of see what brought you to this. What is your long-term plan, or do you have one? It doesn't seem people do anymore.
No.
Which I don't know if that's good or bad.
I mean, work save money, you know, eventually, like, move out and get my own place at some point, someday.
And no, like, obviously, no college then.
No, yeah, no.
Dang. What about, because, you know, like, what they're saying now with, you know.
No gap year or nothing.
I don't want to, like, trigger you, but, like, you know, the thing with, like, the AI stuff. They're saying, hey, kids, go learn a trade, you know, something that can't be replicated. Any thoughts on that, or?
No, I don't think so.
So just get a job and just work.
Yeah. But the problem that you might face is to not accomplish just the basic high school diplomas. You will make less money than people that are applying for the same job if you don't have that sometimes.
And then those people, well, I mean, we got one right here that dropped out, and now he's, you know,
I mean,
big money bags over there.
She's not completely wrong. I hate saying that, but, I mean, it is well thought out.
You know, I mean, isn't that what most people end up doing anyway? Like, I'm just most adults I know don't even, like, use whatever degree or, like, whatever they did to, like, you know, go to school for.
That's very true.
I don't read by choice.
That's very true, but when you have that record on the job application, that's kind of like a passport through life. Even though you have it, you've accomplished it. So it shows to an employer that you have stability, that you can do something
like
that.
But if you're doing it just for the diploma, and I'm playing total devil's advocate here, but if you went to somewhere where the only prerequisite was maybe a high school diploma, and you say, yeah, I went to Burns, class of 99. Is anybody really going to go check that source? Who's going to lie about it, right? So if that's the thing, I'm kind of, I think it's true for some people.
They ask what year you graduated, so you're going to say that you didn't. How would you?
I would lie and say 99. They're going to drive over to the school and go to the library and say, I need a copy of 99. I'm looking for a P.M. Harris.
Now, there is a point.
Said he played ball for y'all.
That people are, you know, they go in debt for college and they never use whatever they try to do. I mean, obviously, when I went for mass communications, I was told that 80% of you will not be working in the field that you get your degree in.
Yeah.
So I see both points of the story.
I know. I dropped out of college. But it led me. It all leads you to where you're supposed to get or whatever. But, there's a difference between learning facts, but then also like learning how to think. If that makes any sense. Like school isn't just about like memorizing things.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe. Yeah, but that's just not how I feel. Like sitting in a class every day.
Yeah, but my gosh, you only got one more to go. Can I ask you this? Like what is your dream job? You know, you say I'm just gonna get a job. Like what is your dream job?
Honestly I don't really have one, I don't think. Not like something specific.
See, that's why I would be nervous if I was your dad. And I'm old enough to be, by the
because
way.
Because if you've
that's
never been out.
He's 50. 50.
Yeah.
On your own, supporting yourself, paying your own bills, you have no idea what you're in for.
Right. Because it's one thing to leave school because you're you know, chasing something, you know, specific. Like, oh, I can go work on this cruise ship or blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
but hard work.
It's another thing just to leave because you're just tired of being there, you know?
I mean, I guess, but, like, I don't know. If I'm tired, I think I'm just done, if that's the way I'm feeling.
What do you mean?
You ain't getting bullied, are you?
No, it's just okay. Every morning. Okay. Every morning I get up, I go sit in classes that I don't want to be in, I count the minutes until I can leave, I go to work, I come home, I go to bed, and then it's like I do it all over again every day until the weekend.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah.
You do sound burned out, like, you know, it's real monotonous, but it is the last year.
Yeah.
But like, let me...
You gotta...
Unless you fail, then it's two more years, you know?
School is so much easier than working, I'm just going to tell you that. It is. When you get a job, it's hard. And when you get a job where you have no future, it's even harder. So give yourself a future. Don't limit yourself and don't waste your youth.
Are you so as a senior, though, like you've got a guidance counselor or somebody talk to or principal or a teacher or somebody you're close to?
I mean, they're there, obviously, but, like, I haven't talked to anybody
hey,
about it.
You be nice to your elders.
Yeah.
I know they're there. I'm just saying, like, are you talking, like, are your parents, I guess, obviously not.
No, not really. I haven't really talked to any of them.
So are we the first people you've told?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
You know what? That makes me feel very special, but also
that's a lot of
bad. Because do you think, like, you're headed to your, like, you're headed to your first day of your senior year? Like, that's today,
yeah.
Right? Like, do you even bring school supplies and stuff?
Oh, no. No, not at all. I didn't buy anything.
It's new.
She didn't buy anything.
Back to school fits.
No, my mom kept asking me if I wanted to go shopping.
Do they still call it fits this season? I want to stay up on this. Okay.
Yeah.
No cap. Yeah, be honest. No cap.
Yeah, it's still called fit. You
your
guys
mom,
are good.
She kept so asking you because my mom would take me and get it for me. I didn't have a choice yet, but you have a very nice mom.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get your stuff because you're going to school. You didn't have a choice.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on August 12th. Well, happy birthday. Or
suck it. Suck it. You know, usually there's a, there's like a, when you have two brothers that are famous, one's ahead of the other one, and there's like a, like, no offense, but Ron Howard and Clint Howard. You know, Ron is definitely more accomplished than Clint.
Yeah.
Even though Clint's in a lot of his stuff.
There is, you mentioned Craig Griffey earlier. You know, there's no Craig Griffey Jr., is there?
That we know of. Now, this brother, he's probably arguably neck and neck with his older brother. Because he also has an Oscar. He won his Oscar for Manchester by the Sea. He was also in Good Will Hunting, Ocean's 11. Gone Baby Gone.
Matt Damon.
Nah, but he did do a movie with Matt Damon where they actually watched it recently. It was pretty funny.
Oh,
you got it.
No.
I love his SNL bit.
Dave Franco.
No.
Damn it.
Close. John Affleck.
Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck.
Damn.
You remember his Dunkin' Donuts SNL bit? The vanilla nut taps?
Oh, God. Man, I was happy with myself earlier. Now I'm disappointed in myself.
They tell me I had to go outside to smoke, and he just puts his cigarette outside with his arm.
You know what? Paige, no offense as a member of SAG, but, like, the Oscar is such a non-thing now. I can't tell you who wins it, and what does it matter?
Unfortunately.
Like, do you go when you hear Oscar nom? Does that make you say, well, I must simply see this.
It used
now.
To, but.
But, right, simply, but with Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that.
Some of the stuff that has I don't like recently.
Like, I like open source recommendations.
What's the name of this movie? I want to tell you. It was called The Instigators.
I get all my recommendations from Palantir, Paige. They tell me what to watch.
Yeah, they do.
Watch The Instigators. That's a fun little movie.
Instigator. Oh.
How old's Casey?
Casey Affleck is 46.
45.
51.
Wow.
So you know Ben's up there.
Wow.
This gentleman here was one of the greatest male tennis players of all times until Federer came along. He's probably got the hairiest chest of any tennis player that ever lived.
Oh, God.
Did he used to be in a relationship with someone that was rumored to be in a relationship with Michael Jackson?
No, but I will tell you, his wife used to play, she was Sonya Blade in the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Is it McEnroe?
It's not McEnroe. It's not Johnny Mack.
It's not Andre Agassi.
Now, he won a lot more. Same era as Agassi. Won more than Agassi and McEnroe. I think McEnroe got, four Wimbledons?
He's got dark hair, doesn't he?
Yep. Hairy chest.
That's weird you keep going back to that part.
Because every time he won Wimbledon, he'd take his shirt off, and he won a lot.
I see him. Just give me the initials.
I think he was our last great American champion. Roddick didn't, you know, live up to what this guy did. P.S.
Pete Sampras.
Pete. Oh, Pete's birthday.
Sampras.
Roddick was solid.
Yeah, I have to see how.
What about a new game where we just guess whose birthday it is?
Guess
that
who?
Would be much more fun. 56.
55.
He is 55 years old.
Hi. He's the same age as somebody else we looked up earlier. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't have his real name. I don't know it.
Hmm.
Sir?
Would you know it if you saw it anyways?
So I'll play that game. And I swear to God, I won't look at his age.
Don't look.
I'm looking to the left. Google will show you on the right.
Was this not ever a country cover?
Oh, I'm sure. Anthony L. Ray.
Anthony L. Ray.
Yeah.
Like L. Ray Network. Rest in peace. God, that was a good channel.
Wow. He's a CB enthusiast. Enthusiast, I should say. His handle is Prime Minister.
Who called us and said they don't use the CB? What was her name? The trucker.
Yeah.
P-Win Lady Trucker.
Is that it?
Yeah. She says nobody uses it anymore. She tries, but everybody just uses WhatsApp or whatever.
Well, if you smack those milkers against the CB, they might tune in then.
He's so horny. foot. I just saw
seven.
It. Yeah, I just saw it. I'm not going to. So, Paige said that the answer is 63, right?
Oh. 63 it is.
I just synced it.
We'll keep it going with a son of Greenville, South Carolina. Wrestled a lot and for the Crocketts back in the day. Also WCW. You may know him as the Red Rooster.
Terry Taylor.
Terry Taylor's birthday today.
Terry Taylor.
Paige had come out with his hair like a rooster.
I love it. Oh, poofy on top.
66. 66. He loves poofy.
Terry Taylor is 71 Damn. Years old today. Where you at, Rooster?
I got to watch the Paul Arndorff Side of the Ring.
Is Austin Idol still living here? I got to watch that one. I haven't still watched Big Bubba Rogers yet.
Oh, that one's good, too.
I got to check
his daughter. You can tell that's his daughter.
That's how you look.
How you say?
You want to see the resemblance,
she looks
right?
Like she could be a CEO as well, if she so chooses to. It's a correctional officer for you pussies that's never been arrested.
CEO. Initials for this fella, MK. MK. Long bandanas. Ridiculously long bandanas. God, such a good song.
God, I'll literally punch myself in the face when you say it. So don't say it too fast.
Don't say it. You're gonna get the first woo. Woo.
Do you know it, Paige? There's a walk of life. Dire Straits.
Yeah, that's the band. Who's the singer?
What's the initials?
MK. Paige knows it.
You do.
Stoneman's yelling at his radio.
You do.
Besides doing a local weather report, Stoneman's yelling at his radio. I know the answer, you son of a bitch. Say it.
Well, the first name, give it away.
Mark.
Oh.
Mark.
Knopfler.
Knopfler. Oh, yeah. I always started with it. His last name's a K word, not an N word.
Oh, Mark Knopfler, yeah.
Knopfler. Oh, yeah, well, speaking of weather, man, they have a radar, the Knopfler radar over at
They really
4.
Do. It's off 86 near Mad World. Pre-sale Friday.
I'll go whatever Paige says. She's slept with musicians, so she would know.
Yeah, he's a solid Mark. I'll let him in the club, yeah.
72.
We got Mark Knopfler, we got Mark Furman, Mark David Chan.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we got them all.
Oh, man.
Did you guess? I know Paige guessed 75.
I said whatever she said.
Okay, 77 years old.
77.
Wow. What do I know?
Mark McGuire, Big Mac. He said some controversial things.
Big Mac. You want to guess George Hamilton real quick?
God, how has he not died from melanoma? And I'm glad he hasn't, to be quite honest with you. Still, I'm going to go away.
He is dark.
88.
He is 87 years old, you
guys. Nice!
Listen to this. Happy
87!
Listen to this happy heavenly birthday. Born 2 years apart and died a year apart. Birthday on the same day. Porter Wagner would have been 101 years old. And freaking Buck Owens would have been 100. 100
They're
for Buck.
They're just a year apart?
They were born 2 years apart but died a year apart.
Wow.
Now, they didn't dress alike. You know, Porter had him in the in the dress department.
Man, when we went to the Grand Ole Opry as a kid, that was who was doing the main show that night. I think he played most nights there, Porter Wagoner. And my mama said, I can't do an impression.
No, you can.
I can't.
Come on, you've
I
been
said
this.
I would make it their whole show. He's got on so many sequins, I can't even see the stage right now. Mary, I'll tell you why he's wearing so many sequins. No, he's in the dolly. No, he's not, Mary.
He's in the dolly's old I think he took all Dolly's old dresses and made suits out of them.
Yeah, he made him a coat of many colors from her old freaking culottes she'd wear. Or whatever you call them. All right.
Pantsuits.
Thank you to...
look at Prime Dolly, just all up on Porter, and you know she feels safe because he ain't going to make a move.
Yeah.
Now, if it were Kenny or Bert, you know, they would have been making some moves, but not Porter.
Like, did her and Bert...
They did at least once. I think Carl knew the deal. He was kind of, you know, out of don't ask, don't tell.
What about her and Kenny Rogers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know they did.
Yeah.
Prime Kenny
Sports
Rogers.
SportsCenter showed the other, or at least on their Instagram the other day, when Kenny Rogers had Kenny Rogers Roasters in Charlotte, the fried chicken store.
Yep.
They had at the old Charlotte Coliseum, it was Kenny Rogers and other country singers against Michael Jordan and basketball players. And dude, you see Kenny Rogers going and juking on Jordan and freaking doing a three-pointer right in Jordan's face. I was like, hey, that's Kenny awesome. Rogers.
And dude, he makes chicken.
Kenny's legacy is massive because I forgot Don Henley's band when he first came up, but they used to live with Kenny Rogers, and like he made Don Henley. Like, he got him his first record deal.
Really?
Yeah, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah, because he started off as a psychedelic rock singer.
Yep.
Kenny Rogers did.
And he was a nice man, I heard.
Yes. Oh, I met him. Myrtle Beach, 1995. Do you remember that, Travis Patterson? We met freaking Kenny Rogers on the beach. No phones back then, no cameras. Now people think I'm a liar.
Well,
what did he say to you?
As long as he stays alive.
Abel.
He said, hey, the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my
life. I don't
have
any fried chicken on me, kid. Nice. Leave me alone.
He had long hair. He wasn't wearing a shirt, and he had a gold chain on.
You sure? There's a lot of men that look like Kenny Rogers like that. And,
well, who did I meet then? Just some guy?
Did he have plastic surgery?
No, this is before that.
It was before plastic.
This is primo Kenny. This is when any woman would have left her man for Kenny back in the day.
You think so?
Not the pitcher, the singer.
No, not the former Texas Ranger.
No.
I thought that was Chuck Norris. Hey, for real, thank you.
It was.
Thank you to the nice words that people said on social media and stuff. I didn't say anything on the show, but I lost my step uncle yesterday.
Oh,
sorry, yeah. Well, we found him. We were at Target, and he was just outside waiting for us. So thank you for the kind words. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good. Not-
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Bye, baby. Bye.